Nothing Ventured by Geoffrey Archer. Read by George Blagden.
Dear reader, after I'd finished writing the last of the Clifton Chronicles, several readers wrote to tell me they'd like to know more about William Warwick, the eponymous hero of Harry Clifton's novels. I confess that I'd already given the idea some thought before I began working on Nothing Ventured, the first in the William Warwick series. Nothing Ventured opens when William leaves school and, much to his father's dismay, decides he wants to join the Metropolitan Police, rather than become a pupil in his father's chambers. William perseveres, and in this opening novel we follow his life on the beat with a cast of characters, some good, some not so good, who cross his path as he tries to become a detective and transfers to Scotland Yard. During the series, you will follow William's fortunes as he progresses from detective constable to the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police. I'm currently working on the second novel in the series, which will focus on William's time as a young detective sergeant in the elite drugs unit. Should he ever make it to commissioner will depend as much on William Warwick's determination and ability as my hopes for longevity. Mine, not yours. Geoffrey Archer, September 2019.
This is not a detective story. This is a story about a detective. Chapter 1, 14th of July, 1979.
You can't be serious.
I couldn't be more serious, Father, as you'd realise if you'd ever listened to anything I've been saying for the past 10 years.
But you've been offered a place at my old college at Oxford to read law, and after you graduate, you'll be able to join me in chambers. What more could a young man ask for?
To be allowed to pursue a career of his own choosing, and not just be expected to follow in his father's footsteps.
Would that be such a bad thing? After all, I've enjoyed a fascinating and worthwhile career, and, dare I suggest, been moderately successful.
Brilliantly successful, Father, but it isn't your career we're discussing. It's mine. And perhaps I don't want to be a leading criminal barrister who spends his whole life defending a bunch of villains he'd never consider inviting to lunch at his club.
You seem to have forgotten that those same villains paid for your education and the lifestyle you presently enjoy.
I'm never allowed to forget it, Father, which is the reason I intend to spend my life making sure those same villains are locked up for long periods of time and not allowed to go free and continue a life of crime, thanks to your skillful advocacy. William thought he'd finally silenced his father, but he was wrong.
Perhaps we could agree on a compromise, dear boy.
Not a chance, Father, said William firmly. You're sounding like a barrister who's pleading for a reduced sentence when he knows he's defending a weak case. But for once, your eloquent words are falling on deaf ears.
Won't you even allow me to put my case before you dismiss it out of hand? Responded his father.
No, because I'm not guilty, and I don't have to prove to a jury that I'm innocent, just to please you. But would you be willing to do something to please me, my dear? In the heat of battle, William had quite forgotten that his mother had been sitting silently at the other end of the table, closely following the jousting between her husband and son. William was well prepared to take on his father, but knew he was no match for his mother. He fell silent once again, a silence that his father took advantage of.
What do you have in mind, my lud?
Said Sir Julian, tugging at the lapels of his jacket and addressing his wife as if she were a high court judge. William will be allowed to go to the university of his choice, said Marjorie. Select the subject he wishes to study, and once he's graduated, follow the career he wants to pursue. And more important, when he does, you will give in gracefully and never raise the subject again.
I confess, said Sir Julian, that while accepting your wise judgment, I might find the last part difficult.
Mother and son burst out laughing.
Am I allowed a